You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The United Kingdom officially left the European Union on Friday. Brexit has been brewing for years. So what does it mean now that the ink has dried on that chapter in the country's history? And how does Brexit affect the United States, including here in Idaho? Joining us to help understand more about this is Andrew Whitaker. He is the Consul General representing the UK in Western States. Thanks so much for being here.
Gemma, thank you very much for having me.
So first off, just tell us about your job with the British Consulate in San Francisco.
Sure. So I'm a career Foreign Office diplomat. I've been doing this role for 3.5 years now. And as the Consul General, I'm the senior British government representative across 7 different states. So I'm based out of San Francisco. So I cover Northern California, then Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. And my job is to represent whatever the British government needs doing across that. And that largely falls into 3 areas. So we have our consular responsibilities, so looking after British nationals over here. We have the commercial relationships and the science relationships. And then we have some of the policy questions and the presenting Britain abroad.
So you're visiting Idaho right now, and you're here in Boise, and then you'll be over in eastern Idaho. What do you do when you come to town?
Sure. So it's a couple of different areas. So I was very pleased to have the chance to see the governor earlier today, talk to him about what his experience over the past year has been and what his priorities are for the year ahead. I'm here looking at the sort of commercial opportunities. So we're meeting with companies and people who can advise us on how to support growing trade and investment between the UK and the US, specifically for Idaho. And the reason for going to eastern Idaho is to go to the national labs, where we're talking about the science and the research relationships that we develop with them.
So you were on our airwaves back in 2017 to talk about Brexit during a previous visit to Idaho. About a year after the public voted, I believe it was 52-48% to leave. As we all know, this took months and more than one prime minister to actually see this through. So as a diplomat based here in the U.S., how have you taken in the news coming out of your country for the last few years?
Sure. So, I mean, we've obviously been through a couple of years of developing the policies. I'm a career civil servant, which is slightly different to the US system and how they do their diplomats overseas or the senior diplomats overseas. So it's my job to represent whatever the government of the day is. And so that changes when we have a change of political party, or you can have change of ministers or change of prime minister. So what we've seen most recently, though, we had another election in December, so only a couple of weeks back. And our current prime minister, Boris Johnson, he won a very commanding majority. So he now has a significant majority in Parliament, which is something that his predecessor didn't have. And that gives him a lot more control in terms of what he wants to take through there. And he's been very clear, both in where he is taking Brexit, and we exited the European Union last Friday, the 31st of January, and what his ambitions are as we look ahead. And he's been very bold in some of his speeches that he set out recently about Britain's place in the world and being an absolute champion for global free trade, for supporting high standards, whether that's on the environmental side or workers' rights, being a champion for British values around democracy and freedom of speech, and bringing that all together as our own unique place now in the world, no longer part of the European Union.
So how has the back and forth with Brexit affected your work, I mean, positively or negatively?
So it's a good question. I mean, I think, you know, we've still got a way to go. We're now in what they call the implementation period. So from now until the 31st of December this year, actually the day-to-day stuff with the European Union doesn't change just for the remainder of this year. What has now started is the negotiations, first of all, with the European Union side, but then also with the other countries. And that's probably the single biggest difference for me now. When I was here in 2017, we were still a member of the European Union. We hadn't exited. It wasn't possible for us to do our own independent trade negotiations at that stage. Whereas now that we've left the European Union, now we can start engaging in those discussions. So I'm here hearing what matters to the people of Idaho, speaking to the governor, speaking to the big trade representatives, talking to companies about what do they want to see in the future relationship, where we're very ambitious about the possibilities there are for developing and strengthening and deepening that trade and investment relationship, that science relationship, and just the broader relationship that the UK enjoys with the US.
Okay, let's be honest. Not everybody follows international news, and not everyone has been following Brexit. So for folks who may not know a lot about Brexit, quickly tell us exactly what it is.
So Brexit is essentially the UK departing from the European Union, which is a club that we've been a member of for over 40 years. We joined in the mid-70s. We left on the 31st of January 2020. And that relationship was based on what they call the four freedoms. So within the European Union, you had the free movement of people. So if you were a German national, you could come to the UK without restriction. If you were a UK national, you could go to France without restriction. It was based on the free movement of goods, free movement of services, free movement of capital within what was called the single market. So the UK is leaving that arrangement, which means that we will be outside of that single market area. But what it does mean is that we regain our own control over developing our own trade policy. So for us to now be able to set up trading relationships with the US, for example, or other countries like Australia, like New Zealand, we can now do that independently from the European Union.
So outside of trade, what else is changing then with the relationship with the European Union?
So another big area that will change is about immigration policy. So up until now, by being a member of the single market and the free movement of people, the UK could not put in its own restrictions as it affected other EU nationals in the same way that other countries couldn't restrict British nationals going to their countries within that European Union. Countries still had a certain level of responsibility for immigration from outside of the European Union. The UK was not a member of what's called the Schengen area, which is the free trade for a visa regime within areas. But now we have complete control and it will be our own domestic immigration policy. So you will expect to see changes being announced and coming into effect in January 2021. For who can work and travel in the UK and what visas they require to do that from wherever you are in the world. And no difference now if you're coming from Poland or if you're coming from the Philippines.
So there are some people who look at Brexit as a turn to nationalist politics in the UK. How would you characterize that, though?
I wouldn't see it that way. I think the Prime Minister has been very clear that this is an opportunity for the UK to become a genuine global champion. This is not about the UK turning inward or looking internally at ourselves. This is about the UK being able to foster its own particular highly ambitious areas around free trade, as well as promoting our values. And we're very strong, whether that's on protecting our democracy, promoting freedom of speech, supporting the rights of individuals around the world. That's the sort of areas that you're going to see us continue to campaign very strongly on, but as our own independent voice rather than just a voice within the European Union.
We're talking with British Consul General Andrew Whitaker. He is based in San Francisco, but his work does take him to Western states, including Washington, Wyoming, and Idaho. So let's talk about the special relationship with the UK and the US in light of Brexit. So how will this change affect trade, you know, with the US? But in particular, what do you see for Idaho?
Sure. So what is going to be different and where the Prime Minister has set out a very ambitious vision is the opportunity now for the UK to strike separate bilateral trade deals. So for the last 40 years, all our trade negotiations as the UK have been done under the auspices of the European Union. We have not done independent trade deals for the last 40 years. So now we have this opportunity as the UK alone to strike out and seek these deals. And the US is absolutely at the top of the list of which countries we want to strike bilateral trade deals with. That means that it's now the UK and US negotiating about what works best for both of our countries to open up and promote trade and investment in both directions. And then obviously you have to think about it at individual state levels. So, you know, whether we're going and talking about Idaho potatoes mm-hmm. or the potential for some of the technology industry, looking at what it means for each individual state, where the opportunities are to grow and develop those relationships. And that's what I'm here to speak to people, talk to people who are living it day to day, not make assumptions about what people want, but come and hear it directly here.
And census data shows that the United Kingdom comes in seventh when it comes to where our exported goods get sold. So you mentioned, like, you know, Idaho potatoes, but what other kinds of Idaho goods are sold to the UK?
So there's about $250 million worth of goods and services that get sold from Idaho to the UK. You've also got about over 2,500 people in Idaho employed by UK-based companies. So it's the sort of relationship where we can develop, but you'll be aware of the sort of top areas that are big for Idaho. So some of the technology industries, some of the other areas. Agriculture is actually on one of the lists where we see potential for the future. Obviously, at the moment, by being within the European Union, we're bound by the EU rules on the agricultural relationship. So, you know, there's not as much there as we can see the potential in the future. But we're looking to develop it in all sorts of different areas. If you look at the strengths of the UK coming in the other direction, you know, whether it's on our financial services or our amazing architecture and legal firms, there's a whole range of new areas that we can be starting to look at. How do we develop and strengthen those relationships across the piece?
So, you know, I can't let you go without talking about a bit of a lighter topic, and that would be Harry and Meghan. Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan, you know, as many people know, decided to take a step back from their royal roles, no longer able to represent, you know, the Queen. It means their royal titles of Your Highness are being stripped. So outside of the tabloid headlines, I mean, tell us, why does this change even matter for British politics and the monarchy?
So it's a good question on one level, in that we will see. I mean, it's only just recently been announced in terms of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex stepping back from some of their royal engagements. So, you know, it still has to work its way out. It's been a discussion within the royal family as to how they will represent in the future, what their responsibilities will be outside of the royal family duties, where they will still continue potentially to have a role in the future. So, you know, it's a great question. I don't think I've got all the answers.
I don't think anybody does,
that,
right?
On that today. You know, we're talking about a couple who want to forge their own way in life. They have young children, and that brings its own special moments and challenges as you are a young parent dealing with the issues. But obviously, the royal family have had a long series of sort of internal discussions about how they're going to set it up. From this point forward, you've mentioned some of the areas that they've agreed on, such as dropping some of the use of the royal titles, some of the ceremonial roles that certainly Prince Harry had. But yeah, we're all waiting to see and wish them all the best.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking some time. I know you have a busy schedule and you come to visit. Well, we've been talking with Andrew Whitaker of the British Consulate based in San Francisco. Again, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters.